This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, but a lot of them do. A lot of people tune in on the internet, millions. So I'm going to hit the Millie stuff starting next segment, so start your engines. But I want to play a billionaire miner who built himself out of nothing from you know, rags to riches, but he's a patriot. Clive Palmer is not only a billionaire mining magnate, he's also a freedom fighter. And he's warning Australians what this power grab is really all about. Then I want to play Tucker Carlson, nurses refusing the vaccines because they know. And then Tucker Carlson on how the Dems were against the mandates. Then I'll be back with the big General Milley report.
What would you say right now to the people of Sydney, New South Wales? Mm-hmm. 1,600 cases, 1,800 cases a day, whatever they're up to at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's horrible what's going on, and there's people dying in hospital.
Yeah, well,
we've seen people die in hospital. Mm-hmm. They're not dying of a fake disease. They're dying of COVID-19. You're up here today. Mm-hmm. It's irresponsible.
Well, I don't believe that, you know.
But what would you say to those businesses? They can't open their business because...
I would say it's terrible.
Their Premier's telling them that the only way out is a double jab, and that's what they've been told.
Yeah, I'd say the Premier's lying to them. I'd say that she's under an IPAC inquiry, that a particular lobbyist in Sydney controls the Liberal Party in Sydney and told her that the only way she gets out of that inquiry is if she pushes the double jab, and his clients are AstraZeneca, and his clients are Pfizer. That's what I'd say.
That's political. What about the business owner?
If you let me answer your question, I'll answer it.
You're just answering the
That's what
politics.
You asked me.
People that are trying to open their businesses, people that live in the towns that are told they have to double.
Well, if you don't want me to answer the question, I'll answer the question to start with. That's what I'd tell them, and I'd say that what the Premier's telling them is not true, and that policy shouldn't be locked down. Businesses should be open, and the government's using this as an excuse to destroy them. And they know that.
Do you think that the Premier of New South Wales wants to destroy business?
I do.
Why would she do that?
Because
it's your economy.
Because she, as I tried to explain to you, that she's being directed by a lobbyist in Sydney who's being paid by AstraZeneca and by Pfizer tens of millions of dollars to get these policies through to make sure the vaccine is pushed. That's why. You asked the question, I gave you the answer. And that's my personal knowledge. And I'm happy to make a statement here to police or to anyone if they want to know what's going on. I'll be doing that. But they'll be named. But not only that.
Now, I got another clip of him. There's so many where he talks about the plan is to keep you locked in your homes for small businesses to bankrupt them so the big corporations consolidate power. And he is trying to run TV ads or trying to block them. He's trying to run print ads or not taking them. So now he's been reaching out to millions of Australians, spending tens of millions of his own money, sending them messages about what's really behind all this and sending them to websites so they can learn how they're being taken over. And the government is moving to block him being able to talk to people. And you saw how at a press conference, where the only men fighting back, they won't shut up. They won't let him talk when he has a press conference because they are bought and paid for. And Pfizer, all over the world, as Trump said, through Gates, owns the medical regulators. In one state of Australia, one province, tens of millions of dollars to the medical boards. That's why they get up there and say, we're going to keep giving you shots forever. I mean, the national spokesperson, the woman said yesterday, she clarified last week. She said, yeah, you're never going to end. The lockdowns are never going to end. The police COVID rapid response deals are permanent, and you're going to take shots whenever we say. So get that through your head, folks. I'm talking to new listeners. You think you can ply? Israel's already up to their fourth injection. Oh, you took the third. How about a fourth? And they have the highest rate of illness and death in the world, and I've got Australian TV admitting all this. And I've got so much more. I've got Israeli TV admitting it as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back, and I'm going to is talk about the dire straits we're in. Because if you think what's happening bad is as bad as it's going to get, you're thinking wrong. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments, other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to. Okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome and thank you for joining us as we start the second hour of this live Wednesday, September 15th transmission. Thank you for joining us. Well, it isn't about being right. It isn't about having news and information other people don't have. It's about getting it out to people so that the general public has a knowledge of what they're facing so we can all make good decisions and stop the world government corporate takeover and its end game of deindustrialization and depopulation. So this is a life and death situation. And as soon as the public of the world, not just the U.S., figures out that the more you go along with the UN, the more you go along with the Fortune 500, the more you go along with Klaus Schwab, the more you go along with Hollywood and the liberals and the leftists and the communists and all of this, the more poor and pathetic and alone and desperate you're going to be. And they think you're so stupid that as this process takes place in the next few years, we're already deep into it, you won't put two and two together that 15 days to cut the curve, to flatten the curve, becomes, man, this 15 days to flatten the curve really gets rough at 18 months, and now learning it's permanent. Oh, we're going to get rid of the lockdowns. Oh, they're going to come back in November, says Boris Johnson. Same thing in Canada. What you see around the world is what they're trying to implement here, but we have more checks and balances, but those are eroding very quickly. And that leads me to General Milley. If I try to list all the sycophantic, anti-American, white people are racist, white rage, attack the Capitol garbage, it would take all day. We know how bad Milley is, and people say, well, why was he chosen as a chairman? Because he was the next guy in line out of the military. And Trump romanticizes the military and doesn't understand. That's all John Wayne movies. And maybe it was true back then. But nowadays, these are globalists that are sent to special think tanks and special Harvard sub-degrees they get in like 6 months when they're already colonels to show they're globalists and to show they've kissed the ring. And then they're put up to the top. They don't recruit people to be four-star generals because they're war heroes from World War I and work 18 hours a day and do a great job. They end up being, you know, the supreme commander, allied commander in World War II. Or they don't end up coming from a central Texas town, never even seen a ship, and then he does good in the Navy, so he becomes the head of the U.S. Navy, Admiral Nimitz. That was back then was on merit. America was about getting away from nobility, getting away from who your daddy was and really what you stood for. But with Milley, it's because he is a globalist, anti-gun, anti-American bag of filth. But let's move on from Milley. Milley was called, and vice versa, by Pelosi and by Schumer and all of them. They now admit they were talking the entire time. And they needed to develop a plan to organize a coup and to go to the Secretary of Defense and to go to the Joint Chiefs and say, you swear allegiance to Milley, We're not going to follow any orders that Trump gives us to attack China. And they even admit, because they know there's no recordings of it or proof, he never said we're going to attack China. He never inferred he wanted peace with China and North Korea, got us out of Syria, which Billy secretly ignored, along with Dumford. Talk about traitors. And it expands on that. We also got out of Afghanistan, which they then sabotaged to make peace look like a bad thing. So that's how they operate. But we have Pelosi hiding in plain view back on January 8th of this year saying, Milley called me and said he's got control of the nukes, not Trump. And I remember them right around that time saying, don't worry, Milley always has another general there with him and no one's out of town. So someone's there to always control Trump. This is while Milley is in there, and Trump would call him in and say, did you say that? And he'd say, no, sir, I didn't. That's a lie. Lying to the president as the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman is treason, is a felony. Just like the Secretary of State lied, the play that's coming up in Congress yesterday. They said, hey, they keep cutting the mic off of Biden. We've got like 20 clips of it. He goes, no, sir, we never done that. He's a really bad liar. No, it was like a weasel just caught with a hen in his mouth in the hen house. No, we don't control him. We never cut his mic. And so it's that same level of lying. And it's all a bunch of backstabbing bureaucrats and social climbers and garbage that are run by lobbyists and big banks that are buying and selling and controlling the planet. But even the trillion-dollar companies, even the bankers, don't run anything. They control their minions who all backstab each other. And so they wanted to make sure Trump didn't run anything. But in the process, it's a giant committee of hundreds of people that make the decisions within thousands of little scheming bureaucrats like Milley, who then, to undermine the president, made up a story to Congress and back and forth that he might use nukes to do that in case they had to take him out, or in case he didn't leave office, or in case he challenged the election. And Milley also told the Chinese general and Pelosi, you've got the transcripts right here, which they confirm are real. Because they're proud of it. They're hiding in plain view that he told the Chinese and he told Pelosi and Schumer, Trump tried to overthrow our government. And he might try it again. Trump wasn't part of that Capitol thing. I was there. We all got set up. A million people came to hear him speak. He was lied to until there was a stage set up and all this garbage. We didn't check. We get down there, and it's all a setup, and they had provocateurs ready to invade the Capitol. The police open the doors after the provocateurs get them open and wave everybody in because they were ordered to. Not blaming the police. They were ordered to. That's compartmentalization. So they ran that whole thing. They bragged in Time magazine months after how they had the coup against Trump and how all these forces worked together in media and Republicans and Democrats and top generals and top PR firms with lawyers and how this top professor orchestrated the whole thing and is the greatest conductor ever. They're bragging. So I have the articles with Pelosi saying, don't worry, they never let him alone. Don't worry, the nukes are safe. Got them right here. Here's one right here. January 8th. And then we've got the open letter that Trump was never given because they wanted it in writing, where he told the Joint Chiefs of Staff and all their adjunct officers, you will pledge allegiance to me, and you will only take orders from me for military action, not President Trump. You heard that? Got it right here. Then he added, only if it's written, but he knows Trump's dictating, and they throw that in the trash. Just like all those executive orders to stop the globalists and criminal activities. So there's your coup, but notice the inversion. Trump was involved in the coup. Trump was going to cause nuclear war. Trump was going to attack China. Trump was going to attack all. No, Trump was going to get us out of these wars. Trump was going to bring our troops home and do it properly. Trump was trying to make deals, say, hey, build condos and resorts in North Korea. Empower your people. Be like South Korea. What a sales job. With a whole produced CG new North Korea. And had Kim Jong-un sold, but then they undermined it and screwed the whole deal up. And China doesn't want North Korea to be prosperous. So these people want us poor and pathetic and falling apart and starving in the dark alone. Then you had Pelosi out surveying the troops in front of the Capitol and nodding at them and having them all wear their masks while they fed them dog food and made them sleep on the garage floor and the big fence up around it. Oh, the insurrection, the worst attack in U.S. history. And then, worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor. And then Milley goes up with that other anti-American gun-grabbing crook, Austin, and says, wait a minute, I want to know about why white people attacked. I want to know why it was a racial attack. You just made it a racial attack, people protesting, a million people, and 600 being waved in by the police, maybe 20, 30, 40, attacked the cops. The total script of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the Democratic Party, all of the American people are terrorists, that the American people are the enemy. They're about to blow everything up. The new national security directive of June that Biden signed saying the main threat is China or Russia or the or Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. It's the American people. And now you hear that talking point from Michael Moore and Chuck Schumer and the Sunday talk shows and the nightly comedy shows that, you know, we need the troops back out of Afghanistan for the American people, for these right-wingers, for those that question lockdowns and deny them medical care while you're at it. And they're signing on UN treaties to take the guns. This is the takeover by a UN multinational corporate takeover. And they'll sit back in Europe in their palaces and their castles while we all kill each other and while they give us deadly shots and they depopulate the old people they don't want to pay their pension funds. I mean, this is 21st century war. We'll come back and explain the real treason. Stay with us.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frankenstein, we got to deal with now. The monster is out of control, doing whatever it wants, wherever it wants, injecting us with Frankenshots that are killing people and maiming them en masse. So let me lay the heavy information on you. General Milley, that looks like a little stunted, overweight Frankenstein and acts like an absolute globalist traitor, engaged in treason when he called the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Chi-Coms, that runs giant death camps everywhere and says they want to destroy the U.S. and have bought off half our politicians, and said, Trump tried to overthrow things, but I'm in control, and we're going to stop him from attacking you. And the general freaked out and said, should I launch an attack? Well, oh, my God. And the Chinese all went crazy and almost attacked us because this guy wanted to ingratiate himself with the Chi-Coms because he'd been told to do this by Schumer and Pelosi and the globalists, and he knew those were going to be his new bosses, and he wanted to follow those orders. We have the transcripts. And they admit in the news, oh, thank God he called all the Joint Chiefs and their adjuncts and said, you will pledge allegiance to me and you will not follow Trump's orders. And he told Pelosi that as well. Pelosi says she spoke to General Milley about Trump and the nuclear codes and said the military won't let him do it. Oh, my gosh, go arrest Alex Jones. You know, he might barbecue his children tonight. But was I planning to barbecue my children? Did I say that? No. Trump was doing the opposite, pulling us out of these wars. Lying, ladies and gentlemen. He was using economic power to stand up to the Chi-Coms. So think about that. But the bigger picture isn't Milley. You've got Senator Paul saying it's treason, he must be removed, plus the terrible job in Afghanistan. Oh, it was done by design. To make peace look bad. And you've got Trump saying, well, if it's true, we'll play that clip next segment, if it's true he did this, you know, it's all admitted, Mr. President, then he should be fired for treason. Well, you don't get fired for treason. You get put in prison. And if it's real treason, you know what the books say. But let me show you something. This is 10 U.S. Code 152, Chairman Appointment, Grade and Rank. And it says in Section C, C grade and rank, the chairman, while serving, holds the grade of general. In the case of the Navy admiral, or in the case of the officer of the Space Force, the equivalent grade. All outranks all other offices of the armed forces. However, he may not exercise military command over the Joint Chiefs of Staff or any of the armed forces. He has no command over armed forces because he might try to become a dictator, like you saw with them killing Caesar, setting up their own system again. And here it is. But that's just the law. Who needs that? I mean, Biden just signed an order saying everybody's bank account's down to $600. Every transaction's watched. No Fourth Amendment. Just screw your country. And we're going to say it's an authorized vaccine when it's not even a vaccine and it's not been tested, but we secretly tested it. It's why we're not going to test it. You know, they're sitting around years ago. Our Operation Lockstep's got a problem. We try to roll this out. It's going to kill the animals and kill humans and human trials. We just don't do the trials. Well, you know how deadly it is. We'll do those in secret or under other vaccine program names, which they did. You know, you wonder why the communists would want to take over Russia and kill 30, 40 million of their own people. Because they wanted to kill people. They wanted power and control. Lenin said that. It's called the Red Terror. You wonder why Hitler would start a war with Russia. You know, didn't end too well for Napoleon and others. Why would you do that? The biggest landmass in the world and a bunch of tough people. More of them than you. Twice as many Russians. That sounds like a very smart fight to start. Because he wanted to kill people. He wanted blood. He wanted death. The journey was the destination. And we just keep wondering what's going on with these people. They're psychotic killers. Bill Gates, Ted Turner, Klaus Schwab all write about how they want to depopulate 90% of people. And they're doing it. They told you they would, and they're doing it. And they've groomed monsters like Millie. So here is the reason they want us off air. Because 9 times out of 10, we're the only ones that figure out the big picture because we do the most studying. Jack Posobiec was high-level naval intelligence, very jacked in, a great guy. He came out, he's saying all the same stuff because it's not his opinion. It's right here in CNN, right here in NBC News from the time, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, the 12th. They're all the news like, don't worry, we have control of the military. We had control. They throw away his executive orders. They don't listen to him. You know, if he tries to nuke stuff, we'll stop him. And now Bob Woodward puts a book out thinking it's going to make Trump look bad because maybe in America is so stupid they think like having someone call the Chinese and lie to them and say, because he knows the Chinese are spying on us. He knows the Chinese. Let me give you inside baseball, okay, if you understand how things work. You know why Milley got told by Schumer and Obama, you know, he talked to him and the rest of them, Pelosi to call. Because the Chinese have got about 80% of Democrat people in their pockets. They're really double agents. They're screwing each other on both sides, the Dems and them. The Dems are globalist agents, but they are on the Chi-Com payroll. They knew, Milley knew the Chinese were getting chatter that Trump was planning to nuke China. Not because Trump ever said that or did that, and the military's confirmed it, and Trump's confirmed it. We know that, and it fits into what he was doing, trying to have, you know, success through economics and through deals, not through war. Because they were going around telling members of Congress and the media and their staff, all of which have Chinese agents on them. Check it out, literally. It's come out in the news. Feinstein, all of them. And they told them, we may have to have a coup. We may have to kill Trump. We may have to remove him. We may have to do this because you saw on the news, oh, don't worry, the deep state's going to kill this guy. Or the intelligence agents have 7 ways to Sunday to take him out. They had it all ready, but they needed a cover, and it was going to be that he went crazy and ordered a nuclear attack and had the football in his hand, and General Milley had to kill him. I'm telling you, these people would script something like that, and Milley would be this hero, and oh, da-dun, da-dun, and that's what they were planning. That's how bad they are. They're not going to stab the president like Julius Caesar, YouTube Brutus. They're going to screw him over by setting him up and telling his enemies, who might have even attacked and started a war. A lot of the globalists want to go ahead and have a war with China. They've been trying to entice a war for decades. Dolezal's exposed that. So it doesn't matter if it's Pelosi or Swalwell, her nephew or whatever the hell he is. It's all the same thing. It's all the same sick crew. She's related to Newsom. It's all one sick crew of double-dealing, backstabbing scum that fear the American people ever waking up, that fear the American people ever getting control of the government and bringing them to justice, so we're their natural enemy. And so it isn't about Milley. Sure, he needs to go to prison. It's about Pelosi. It's about Schumer. It's about the Clintons. It's about Obama. It's about the deep state coup that's in place already. Trump was just there interrupting that and had a chance as a beachhead to take the island of D.C. back from the globalists. But he didn't do it because we didn't back him, and Q told us he was invincible, so people sat there with their thumbs up their rears. And that's what happened. And now you know. And now you know there's a military coup, a globalist coup over our country, and now they're killing us with chemical weapons and moving to bankrupt us and put in total AI control and finish the job they started, declaring all Americans terrorists. There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment that founded the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I want to be completely clear with our amazing listeners all across the United States and all across this amazing planet. I don't come up here and say these terrible things to scare you or to shock you or to try to make you give up. I believe you're like me. I believe when faced with these real attacks, I believe when you're faced with this great evil, you're going to stop submitting to the system. You're going to build your own system. You're going to find others that think the way you do. And we're going to do like our ancestors did over and over again, build a remnant or redoubts against this. But we're going to have to come out of the system. Forget going to their concerts. Forget going to their movies. It's already collapsing anyways. It's all a manipulation to make you take their mark, take their injection, take over your body, destroy your immune system, and slowly kill you. Predators are making their move. First they dumbed us down, then they made us weak, now they're coming after us. And they put people in like the Secretary of State who lies. I mean, this morning I went and reviewed 5 or 6 clips. We'll play the next segment of Biden having his mic turned off and them saying, all right, we're going to turn the mic off. All right, they turn it off. And now when he says something embarrassing, they turn it off. They cut the feed. They've admitted they do it before. Biden's admitted it before. And then there's the Secretary of State lying to a U.S. senator saying, that's ridiculous. We don't do it. And it's just like the Democrats all at 9/11 this weekend. They're back in the parking lot area about to be let in the private parking lot area. None of them are wearing masks. They're all laughing. They're all joking. Then they put their mask on and go through the back onto the stage. It's theater. And just like suspended disbelief, when you're younger, you can go to a movie, you see it, and 5 minutes in, I would be in a trance. It would be so real and so incredible. But once I got to be a video editor and a writer and a researcher by my 20s, I can't go into suspended disbelief ever. I look at the camera angles, I look at the lighting, I think about who wrote it. I'm interested in the credits. The films are still fascinating, but it's from a perspective of a social engineer. I'm not using social engineer techniques. I know what's going on. And you talk to a leftist particularly, they're 5 to 6 times more likely to be mentally ill, 6 to 9 times more likely to steal, 6 to 8 times more likely to virtue signal but not give to charity in their own statistics, their own universities do studies. And that to them is good. They also have arrested development. That's why they give all over the world college students that are upset Play-Doh and little foot-tall tables where they get sit down with coloring books. And they're rewarded by the professors and others with high grades for sucking their thumbs. These are people living in a delusion. And then you've got their controllers who are lying to us by design. So here it is, 10 U.S. Code 152, chairman appointment. He may not command U.S. forces. He may not exercise military command over anyone, including the Joint Chiefs of Staff or any armed forces, because you don't want the chairman, the advisor to the president, to think he's the president. Well, that old thing that's happened in history thousands of times, you know about hundreds of famous cases, don't you? It just happened again. And you know what? They removed the president. They stole the election. And they're in charge now. And did they reconcile? Did they say, let's be friendly, let's come together? Their puppet, Biden, did. Like in Saving Private Ryan, where this German soldier says, oh, let's be friends. And as soon as he pulls the dagger away, the German stabs him. It's the same thing. Oh, Biden, let's all be friends. Let's come together. Meanwhile, all his surrogates. The gun owners are terrorists. Those that question the election are terrorists. Those that don't law lockdown are terrorists. They're the main threat. They're secretly working with the Taliban. They're going to, well, it's them working with the Taliban. They're going to kill everybody. We got to go to war with the American people. That's the new national threat assessment from June. The first week of their press conference, it was, we're going to have the CIA and FBI go after the American people. They're the terrorists. I said, oh, they're going to put it in the national threat directive. They're going to make it the main threat. And they did it. Because they're a foreign group of criminals, not Chinese agents. Oh, they take money from that. They're like a whore that'll take money from whoever gives it to them. Really, they're like a pimp. I guess they whore us out, then they take the money. And all they care about is their power and their control. So they come to them, the big banks come to them, and they go, well, the U.S. has one of the oldest populations in the world. Let's give them a shot that gives them Alzheimer's neurological disorder, and it'll shorten their life by 10 years if they take it when they're, say, 60. That way you don't have to pay out the retirement. As if all that fiat means anything. They go, absolutely, we've got a, there's too many people, and the planet's reached its carrying capacity, and the world as we know it has to end by 2030 if we're going to save the planet. That's the official UN biological diversity assessment. That's what Beto O'Rourke and AOC have all been briefed on, so they kind of come out their own way, just little morons that are front people, and say, oh, the world ends in 12 years. That was 2 years ago. 2030, we've got to just cut resources. And it's all just this vague cosmology they follow. Because the average person going along with this at a level of management, even if it's low or high, they just want an excuse to believe being greedy and hateful is good. Like the photos that I saw, not just of her wearing this, the designer dress, tens of thousands of dollars, and the expensive jewelry and the expensive everything, saying being wealthy is bad. No, being corrupt and wealthy is bad. Stealing and becoming wealthy is bad. Being a globalist and being wealthy is bad. Shutting down all your competition and becoming filthy rich is bad. But it was photos of her and others in their gowns with all the servants wearing masks, but they don't. It's a total class thing. It's a sign of being in the slave class. But let's play a clip of Trump saying, if it's true, because he's smart enough to believe Bob Woodward, well, it's funny, he had real advisors, Trump would know it's true. They bragged about it back on January 8th. How they'd already taken the military way before they ever stole the election from him to make sure they could steal it. They had the media, they had big tech, they had the censorship, they even took his Twitter away, and then they blame him for wanting to have a nuclear war when they were the ones almost starting it, calling up and lying about it. Here's President Trump.
So first of all, if it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that he would have called China and done these things and was willing to advise them of an attack or in advance of an attack, that's treason. And I would think, I've had so many calls today saying, that's treason, number one. Number two, it's totally ridiculous. I never thought of it. You were there. You knew what was happening in the White House. You have plenty of friends. You never heard the word China mentioned in a thing like this. You heard a lot of anger about China on trade, and we made a great trade deal. You heard a lot of anger in China with the China virus. But for him to say that I would even think about attacking China, I think he's trying to just get out of his incompetent withdrawal out of Afghanistan. The worst, the dumbest thing that anybody's seen, probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country, where they killed our soldiers.
That's enough.
Left with embarrassment.
See, Trump goes to, like, this guy's an opportunist. He just made this up in a book. No. They were prepared to kill you. They were prepared to remove you. They bragged about it with Pelosi, with Schumer. They set it all up and had the military secretly pledge allegiance to Milley. That's illegal, Trump, and your advisors won't tell you that. They'll go, yeah, he's in so much trouble, sir, over Afghanistan. They just did this to change the subject. No, they did this to rub it in on you and say you tried to have a nuclear war when you were trying to bring peace. And they're pissed about Afghanistan, so they wrecked that deal. That's what they did, and Trump has all the ammo. But Trump has good instincts, but he doesn't do the research. He knows about golf and his lobster tails and his steak and that he likes America. He doesn't like people screwing us over in business deals. But it's bigger than just, he thought the elite would want to make more money and be more powerful and have America on top. Why are you having China on top? We should be on top. They go, yes, sir, you're right, while they stab him in the back, because it's a spiritual thing. At the end of the day, they do bad. They hate America. They want to defeat it. They want to suck it dry. They want to destroy it. Pelosi threatens the president. One way or another, we will remove Trump. She said the military will drag him out. That was in October, before November. They had it all set up. But as usual, is Rand Paul getting it? Is Trump getting it? All the other... Tucker Carlson gets a lot of it. He's about the best there is. We just sit here not getting it, not knowing what really happened. The coup won. The coup is in place. It's globalist run. It's illegitimate. It's poisoning us. It's setting up a world ID card. We need governors and state legislatures and senators to stand up and defeat it. And America would rally behind that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Injection. You still want to get everybody injected so everybody gets sick and they can claim it's another virus later. But if you have a control group of hundreds of millions of people that's not injected, that isn't sick, and that isn't having the heart attacks and the cancers, you've got a big problem. I mean, they've really committed to a criminal takeover. And imagine what they've got up their sleeve next. They've already done something this bold. So here's the bottom line. Joe Biden is a complete puppet. They knew they were planning to steal the election. They wanted a puppet they could control. They want this international bureaucracy and the UN to be in charge. They want to discredit America in the process. So they want an embarrassing, weak president in there to undermine the office further. And they are now making their move against our republic and mopping up the final governors and senators and House members and legislators and other leaders that oppose them. And they are in an operation of trying to put governors and legislators and talk show hosts and everybody else in prison, trying to bankrupt us, trying to sue us. They sue you in jurisdictions where they own the judges, where they don't even want to try to make a deal with you to get money in these suits. They tell you, no, we just want to get in and shut your company down, which with the right judges, they can just do, bypass and come in and do it. And so you have to understand, that's the war going on. I see it from the real level. I see us losing the war. I see us waking people up. Of course they recalled Governor Newsom. They stole that. You have all the evidence. Of course Trump won in a landslide. But we've got criminals that took over and are blocking that. And so they're moving through the judiciary and the legislatures and every other level of the people they control, and Soros buying off the prosecutors and installing the prosecutors to finish their takeover of this country. And so it's a very, very dangerous moment. You know, I was reminded when I saw a clip last night of Senator questioning Biden and asking him about, or questioning Biden's Secretary of State and saying, you know, who's in control? Who is in charge? Because Biden obviously doesn't know who he is at the time. Video, Senator demands to know who cuts off Biden's mic. We need to know who is in charge. This is a puppeteer act, said Senator Reich. And the Secretary of State looks right at him in the most bald-faced way I've ever seen. And, well, just see it for yourself. Here it is.
We've all seen this. We saw it as recently as yesterday. Somebody in the White House has authority to press the button and stop the president, cut off the president's speaking ability and sound. Who is that person?
I think anyone who knows the president, including members of this committee, knows that he speaks very clearly and very deliberately for himself. No one else does.
Well, are you saying that there is no one in the White House that can cut him off? Because yesterday that happened, and it's happened a number of times before that. It's been widely reported that somebody has the ability to push the button and cut off his sound and stop him from speaking. Who is that person?
There is no such person. Again, the president speaks for himself, makes all of the strategic decisions, informed by the best advice that he can get from the people around him.
So are you unaware that this is actually happening? Because it happened yesterday at the Interagency Fire Center. It was widely reported. The media's reported on it. And it's not the first time it's happened. It's happened several times. Are you telling this committee that this does not happen, that there's no one in the White House who pushes the button and cuts him off in mid-sentence?
That's correct.
So this didn't happen yesterday, nor on the other occasions where the media showed the American people that his sentence was cut off in mid-sentence.
Yeah.
Are you saying that didn't happen?
Senator, I really don't know what you're referring to. All I can
look at the arrogance. If you're a TV viewer, you can see the Secretary of State sitting there. And none one of the Chinese laugh at him and threaten to nuke him and say shut up to him. They never treated Trump like that or anybody else. Because these guys don't respect their own government, their own country, their own elected President Trump. And the world doesn't see that as strong. They see that as America run by out-of-control bureaucracies who are all fighting with each other over power and control. This means we're extremely weak. And I don't say that with enjoyment. I have four children. I live here. I have a lot of pride in America. It's been an exceptional country in its history, the most exceptional. People came here because they had a higher standard of freedom compared to other nations. But with great power comes great decadence, and we really have fallen. All right, we have Andrew Torba, who has one of the biggest independent sites out there, to break down the incredible censorship and attacks, but also exciting things that are going on in just the state of the world. He's going to join us for 30 minutes, and then I'm going to continue with a ton of news on other subjects I haven't hit. We could also open the phones up. I may just come up here tonight and do like a 2-3 hour special show and just take calls. Regardless, I'm going to start doing some of that. We're hiring extra crews so I can get that done, because these are the times I need to be on air 6, 7, 8 hours. And a lot of folks can't call in during the day. And I like to do a commercial-free show, or pretty close to commercial-free, that's just for the Internet, just for a podcast. People request it. They really like it. I do the Saturday podcast most Saturdays. I did 5.5 hours Saturday. Crew did a great job. And that's what I want to do. This is a historic time, and I'll just say this right now. I am working, no exaggeration, 15, 16 hours a day. Hell, probably more than that. It's pretty ridiculous. But that's because I know how serious history is. And I can't strategically get into all of the things that we're up to and the things we're doing. But I'll tell you this. If you want to see us on air in a year, and you want to see victory against the globalists, you want to see us fight this thing out as hard as we can to the end, you got to feed an attack dog. You got to keep it in shape, and you got to walk it, and you got to keep it in position. And when it gets torn up, you got to sew it up. Now, I want to fight. Believe me, that's all I want to do. I know who these people are. I am completely driven and turned over to this now. I'm hitting another level of focus, and sometimes I get a little out of control because of it, because the focus gets so pure, and then when I get off of that, I want to go back there. I've never had focus like this when I've got it. And determination and commitment and your prayers, I can feel them. So three things I'm going to ask for. I need you to pray for me and my family in this operation and this crew, and pray that I'll be steadfast and be in the high place of the Most High, the quiet place of the Most High that King David talked about. And that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, flow through me cleanly, and that my flesh be washed away. I want to be a pure vessel against the enemy. I'll never be totally pure, but your prayers will have an effect, and I need to pray that as well. I need to be a pure vessel for this, and I'm far from it. And I also need you to financially support us and spread the word like your lives depend on it, because it does. This is damn real. People used to ask, how has he come off so convincing? This is crazy. He's a madman. Yes, I know to read Bill Gates talking about how he wants to kill you and your family, it sounds crazy, but it's real. I know the Georgia Guidestones sound crazy. They're real. So I need funds, ladies and gentlemen, to fight the war at every level. We have to have our own infrastructure, our own backup, our own systems. We have to have it all. And I need to be able to do this, and I need to have the money to do it, and not just have enough money to operate. I need to expand directly in their face. And I'm not going to tell you moves before I make them, but I need money. So we've got vitamins and supplements and T-shirts and books and films and water filters and air filters and all. People go, man, your air filter and water filter is like in the top two or three rated out of hundreds, and it's half the price of ones that aren't as good. Yeah, because we want to find the very best product. We don't have the philosophy of overcharging for something that doesn't work. That's not who I... It's all there. Our air filters, our water filters are all top of the line for very low prices. Storable food, same deal. Infowarstore.com, and we got a bunch of things back in stock. Winter Sun, high-quality D3, the number one thing for your immune system. Adults, children, old folks, especially folks with dark skin. You don't absorb much sun, as you know. Ultra 12, taken out of the tongue. Again, damaged immune system, stamina, libido, energy, everything. We have a super-concentrated liquid turmeric formula that is excellent. It's almost as strong as bodies, but it's another formula. Its curcuminoids are very, very high, but I mean, nobody's got something at 97% or whatever the hell it is, 95% curcuminoid like bodies, which we can't get the highest grades, which has been shut down and ain't, it's not here for 6 months or whatever. So InfoWarsStore.com, get your products, and know you are funding the absolute resistance to tyranny at point blank range. Take action now. I'm trying to, again, do as best I can this fight. And I need your prayers, I need your financial support, and I need you, which I see a lot of folks doing, to take clips of the show, put it on Facebook, put it on Instagram, put it on YouTube. Don't put my name on it or the bots find it. And it's hitting, and then it gets millions of views, and they take it down. It's like whack-a-mole. But it's okay, because we're winning. And InfoWars is having the biggest effect out there next to Tucker Carlson, and that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I hope it gets 1,000 times bigger and we win. I'm not in competition with Tucker, but he's the best thing we've got next to this operation. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I do not have funding but through you. Plus, you need all these products. You should stock up on them now. A lot of other products I don't have time to get into, but they're all available at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to run the sale for at least one more week, 50% off.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.